The first thing is, thank goodness there is some clarity, because we seem to be getting contradictory statements and nobody knew where they were. However, I would support what's happening. We forget that 3 months ago, we knew virtually nothing about this virus. And initially, people were being told that wearing a mask was probably counterproductive. But last month, the WHO said that actually it was helpful. It both stops you spreading a virus that you may not realize you have to other people. And it appears it also has a degree of protection, not the sort of degree you get with a surgical mask, but some protection against catching it from other people. And that's particularly helpful if you're indoors in places where it's difficult to socially distance. For example, if you cough when you have a mask on, you'll reduce the distance that the particles and things in your breath go by about 95%, because it then drops just around you. Whereas if you are within even something like 20 feet of someone who's coughing, there's a chance that you may actually be hit by virus particles. So it's protecting other people particularly. It will have a degree of filtering from other people's breath as well. And all these worries about having low oxygen and other things to do with masks, simply, if that had been the case, then generations of surgeons would have been very ill by now. And there's no evidence that wearing a mask causes any ill health. A double layer of material seems to be better than a single layer. But anything is helpful, because what you're trying to do is just catch droplets that are coming out of your mouth. And so even a scarf worn over the face, pending getting a purpose-built mask. It's one of those things where more and more are available, and there are some disposable masks as well. But we're still encouraging people not to go and buy the sort of masks that we're using in the health service, because that means that we might have a possibility that we can't actually get the PPE we need to look after patients.